Bart and Han.
Robert Saleh, the new head coach of the Jets, will be that guest, and I'll be coming up here in a few minutes. But the big story of the day, if you're just joining us, is the passing of baseball icon, American sports icon, Hank Aaron. Passed away at the age of 86. It was a bit of a sudden passing. It was something that caught some people by surprise. We were talking to a reporter in Atlanta about it. And we're celebrating the life, certainly, and the impact that he had on sports and really just the experience he went through, and again, how it all is part of the American story, good and bad. But Bart, here's something else about baseball that I had to give it as we're waiting for Robert Saleh. I had to give this one out. So Hank Aaron was enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. He played 23 seasons, right? What did I say? 15, 30-plus home run, right? Like, and obviously the home run king at 755 home runs in his career. When he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, 97.8% voted for him.
Huh?
Like, does that make any, like this, I know it was a baseball thing. Yeah, and we've gone through this before, but it just is another example.
Just this baseball.
And I know it was Ty Cobb and only Ty Cobb had more of a higher percentage of voters for the whole
thing. Mariano, right?
Which is kind of ironic. No, Tom Seaver. Which was kind of ironic. Tom Seaver had the highest until Mo.
Yeah, okay.
And Seaver came after that. But just the point is that, like, what writer was like, well, he's going to get it anyway, so I'm not giving him my vote. Do you want to be that guy? I never understood this with baseball. We've talked about this. I know this is an old topic. But, Bart, what, like, could you be the guy that's like, I'm not going to give him my vote because I know he's getting in and nobody should be 100%. Would you be? I couldn't be that guy. I'd be like, you be that guy, because I am not doing that. I'm voting for this guy.
I couldn't sleep with myself. I couldn't live with myself. I said, hey, I just put something in there that I blatantly didn't believe in, like just because, out of spite, because I don't want his percentage to be right. Like, come on.
It's like, let the record show that you're the guy that didn't vote for Hank Aaron. Why would you ever want to be that guy?
We need to release those. Like, you know how, like, they finally, like, released classified documents? We need to go back and release all the classified
documents.
It's
public now. Yeah.
Oh, but still, did it?
In 1999.
It's unredacted?
No, I'm talking about today. A lot of the writers will tell you. In 1999, Major League Baseball created the Hank Aaron Award, giving annually to the best hitter in both the American and National Leagues. And that's, you know, I find that interesting because here's, let me see. I know I got a tweet on this. Chester Sanchez sent this. Favorite Hank Aaron factoid. Take away the 755 home runs that he's best known for. And I know, take it away. But he still has over 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
So, like, a 3,000-hit career is also something that you celebrate.
It's a landmark,
so,
yeah.
I got so not only do you have a three, are you a 3,000-hit hitter, you also had the home run record for a long time.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to vote for him.
Did you find it interesting, too, that when we had on Karen Greer from CBS in Atlanta, who was fantastic?
Yeah.
That she kind of suggested that he really wasn't down with the idea of PEDs and players using them.
Yeah.
But then to be
friends with Barry Bonds' dad and knowing
she was friends with Senior. But you wonder if there's a part of him that's like, you didn't really get the record. Like,
oh, exactly. I mean,
like, I'm dodging bullets running bases.
Yeah, exactly. How could you not? I mean, what was crazy, you know, when you think about it, like, what he was known for was his huge hands, man. It's like he had those polar bear hands, man. Like, only person that ever made me feel like that ever before was, like, maybe Jonathan Ogden, and oddly enough, like, Marty
Ogden's
Lyons.
A big human.
Yeah, but Marty Lyons got hands like that, too. Like, man, like, he walking around here like Hellboy. That's how big his head that man is. and Hank, it tells you just really about baseball. Like, you know, when you think about football players, you want to look for a high butt, right? If you want to look at baseball players, phrasing. Yeah, you want to look for baseball players. You want to look at forearms and hands, right? Because it's all about that wrist, that ability to flick the bat at the last second to catch
hockey
up
players
to the
too.
Ball. Yeah,
a great story about Bobby Hull, great hockey player, great Hall of Fame hockey player. Was he used to bale hay in the summers?
Yeah,
and his forearms were like Popeye just from doing that. Like, that was his workout. Really, absolutely incredible. And clearly now we are stretching for time as we're waiting for Robert Saleh of the Jets to join us right now. What's up with your connections? You're literally like a stone's throw from Florham Park right now.
I know, man.
Can't you just yell out the window to him?
Cuckoo!
But, you know, in general, like, there were a couple other hires, by the way, and still no Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You think about who was just hired in Philadelphia right now? Coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, and maybe they think that that's going to be like hiring Frank Wright or really having a reunion with Carson Wentz and Frank Wright, that type of philosophy, that type of offense in which he really, you know, performed well. But
it's such an uncomfortable conversation to have, too, because, like, if you're the guy who got hired, you can't apologize for it. Like, I don't know, don't hire me. You know, but it's true. It's amazing to me as we go through this.
That Eric the Enemy may be shut out and Todd Bowles may get shut out.
Can you imagine? Because
he interviewed for that job as well. But like you say all the time, every 35% turnover, and sometimes you don't want to take any job. That's why I would love to ask Saleh what made the Jets. Yeah, let's ask him.
Let's ask him. It's Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, and you're probably still getting used to hearing that. Robert Saleh, again, head coach of the Jets, and he really is an impressive guy. Just talking to him, no doubt about it. And the way – it's not just what he says. It's what people say about him,
right,
his players. It's very genuine. It's very real. And the Jets haven't had this kind of energy in that franchise in a very, very long time, because it also includes Joe Douglas, who we've talked to, we've had on the show before, another impressive guy. But that was Robert Saleh. He's given us a Straight Talk, brought to you at Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Talk about Straight Talk. What's coming up next will be the easiest segment I ever do. Why? Because I'm basically going to bring us in from break, and then I'm going to get out of the way. Because Chad Johnson is going to join us.
And
if you go to Bart's Instagram account.
I love you, but I got to do you.
They have exchanges on the field with their mics on they are hysterical. And so these two are going to go head-to-head one more time on the air, talking football and who the hell knows what else. But you got to stay listening, because you just never know what either one of them are going to say. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
All right, join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline is Chad Johnson, 6-time Pro Bowler. And I almost feel like I should just step out of the way. I was looking through, Bart told me, look through my Instagram, and you'll see a couple of times where, you know, Chad and I met on the field. And you guys had some dust ups out there.
It's just common.
And I mean, and I'll tell you what, seriously, Chad, Bart is going to try to dominate this conversation. I don't think you should let him.
Nobody's going to out-talk Chad, man, but we had some battles, man. They were a great football team, man. They were a great football team. Mm-hmm. And they always had a way, and Chad had a way of always getting into our heads of our DBs, man. He would tell your DB, hey, man, come here, man. I'm about to six you up, man. I just ate some McDonald's and some pancakes. I'm about to six you up, man. And listen, and he would do it too, man. It's like, oh, damn, this dude is too good, man. The quickest feet I've ever seen in my life. You know, not all receivers are equal, right? He was one of the quickest, best footwork. And, Chad, that's where we'll start, man, because when you look at the game today, you know, it's not the same price that you have to pay going over the middle, bang gates, all those things you were great at. When you look at some of these receivers, like, who reminds you of yourself as far as the total receiver, as far as the footwork, not these big guys that just run straight and Debo you. Who's the route runners in the game that you look up to?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Probably the right one is they kind of separate themselves from everybody else would be, you know, Devontae Adams. Keenan Allen doesn't get the credit that he deserves of being able to create separation and manipulate DBs. Stephon Diggs is another one that is like that. You know, individuals that aren't as big as some of the other bigger receivers, so they have to create and get open in different ways, you know, without using muscle, but using their footwork. And those would be my top three.
Now, when you go back down memory lane, man, do you ever wish or think what your legacy would have been if you would have played for a different organization? Now, I know at the end of your career you try to get out of there, but you know, you were already one of the most popular players in the NFL. But if you would have went to a more more stable organization.
Do you think
that possibly you would be looked even in a greater regard as far as one of the best receivers ever to do it?
Yeah, I mean, probably so. I mean, who's to say? Who's to say you switch Reggie Wayne and I'm in Indy with Peyton Manning and an organization of that magnitude, what would happen? But I was a Bengal, and I did the best I could with the cards I was dealt, and I think I did a pretty damn good job at it. So I never really looked at it from that standpoint, the way you just mentioned it. I never thought about it like that. I just knew going there once I got drafted. Of course, I heard all the naysayers saying, oh, dude, you went to a horrible place at the time, especially during those times in the early 2000s. You know, they were the laughing stock of the league. And I just tried to find a way, how can I change that? How can I, shed some type of light on this team, even though I'm not a quarterback, which is usually the type of player that comes to an organization and is able to change it. But I did the best I could from the wide receiver position and just being a polarizing figure in attracting the eyes to the city of Cincinnati, even though we weren't good.
Tad Johnson joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So let me ask you then, as we see the four quarterbacks playing this weekend, championship weekend, Tom Brady, one you played with, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. If you could pick which quarterback you'd want throwing to you, which one would it be?
I mean, you really can't go wrong with either of the four. But if I had to take a pick, I'd probably pick Aaron.
Interesting. Why?
I just like him. Him and Devontae Adams have a certain chemistry, a certain connection to where they go on their own page at times. Where they improvise based on coverage and what they see. They have it's just different. I don't know if Mahomes has the freedom to do that yet because he's surrounded by so many weapons. So if something is covered, he doesn't have to improvise. He just goes to the next man. You know, with Aaron Rodgers and what Devontae have been able to do, just watching them, it's unbelievable. Like, you know something's coming, so all you have to do is double him, and it forces Aaron to go to other places. But every game, they're still able to do it. And that just means they're on their own program at times that has nothing to do with the offensive scheme.
Hey, I always wanted to ask you this because I see you on Instagram and I see you, playing DB and covering some of the best young, receivers in the game right now, also running routes and still being real active. Have you ever thought about getting into coaching, or are you comfortable just kind of mentoring young coaches?
I'm very comfortable mentoring and having fun seeing the receivers in the offseason like I am now. I worked out with Justin Jefferson, today. I like that. I did the internship when Hugh Jackson was the head coach for the Cleveland Browns. I'm not even going to lie to you, Bart. I lasted 2 days. I lasted 2 days because I didn't know it required that type of time as a coach. I thought they came in when we did, and I thought they left when we did.
Oh, no.
Hey. Bart, I showed up at 6 a.m., and I wasn't leaving there till 1 in the morning, and this was training camp. This was training camp. Like, why are we here that long in training camp? I told Hugh the third day early morning, Hugh, I love you. Thank you for the opportunity, but I'm not here working with the receivers like I thought I would be doing. You had me you know, writing up depth charts and X's and O's, and like, that's not what I came here for, and thank you, but I'm going to go back to Miami.
Oh, man, I wish I could have used some of those Chad gifts to be able to tell Hugh, like, hey, Hugh, I love you, but I got to do you. Child, please. Y'all crazy.
So before we let you go, I know you're working with DraftKings on some Super Bowl prop bets. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, man, it's really dope. Obviously, Monday, January 25th, myself, DraftKings, and the BR group, we're revealing a show called DraftKings Big Game Prop. Obviously, you know, Super Bowl betting is now, due to the leniency and the change in the rules, people will be able to make prop bets. You know, you could bet on the coin toss, Gatorade shower, and amongst other things. And I think it's really fun, and it can be exciting for a lot of people. You can make some good money. You can make some good money. Listen, my favorite, and the one I can't wait to do, is you can bet on what color the Gatorade will be when the coaches get the Gatorade shower when whatever team wins the game.
That's a big one.
It's a good way to make some easy money.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We have our
last thing. I know we got to go. We got to hard out. Chad, like this house of athletes that I see you, Brandon Marshall, and Crowder.
Oh,
on.
What's that about? Hilarious.
Man? Yeah, I think that's funny, man. It's like the up in smoke, but football.
Yeah, house of athletes is all of us talking about the topics that are going on today in the world: football, basketball, mental health, social injustice issues. We cover every single topic we can think of where everybody can relate to it. You know, we're not just superstar athletes or, you know, former athletes that played, but we talk about the stuff that is going on that people can relate to. And it's really dope. If you haven't checked it out, you know, we just ended season 2. We have an episode coming out this Monday at noon. And it's really, really dope. It's really dope. I'm excited for season 3.
Yeah, I'm with you with the fact that McDonald's create longevity in your career, because I went 10 years without missing a game ever or a practice. So the fact that Brandon Marshall ate all that grass and organic stuff didn't do anything, and still kept getting hurt. Exactly.
Chad, let's have you on again for sure. It was great. Love to have you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Whenever you're ready. Right. Thank you.
Awesome. Chad Johnson on the Goodyear Hotline. That was some fun stuff. Barton Hoppers brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear. More driven. All right, so it's time. Championship weekend. Lunch money. We make our picks, and Bart tells you who's going to win. He's going to put it in ink. He's making his predictions, and you have to believe everything he says coming up next. And if he's wrong, we'll remind him on Monday. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
You get your business taken care of there?
Yeah, man, it was a good number from Oklahoma, man.
Like, is that off the burner? Like, which phone was that now?
That's the burner. You just never know, man. Like, you know, I'd be having drivers mess up and stuff.
Well, that's you have that other business going on. I know. I'm still, like, I heard Mama's ready to send some food to Robert Sala.
Yeah, she said
I'm still waiting
go.
On, I mean, Mama, I'm still waiting on sweet potato pie.
She can hear you.
I know she can. I called her Mama.
I'm talking directly to her.
Mama, I'm waiting for it.
She sent it, but like it was all jumbled up and like it had been bouncing or something from the airplane. We got to send it Pony Express or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not going to say the other places that we can send it until they sponsor our damn show.
That's what I'm talking
about. They got
a
lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You hear us.
I don't care if I own it or not.
Right. You hear us. We certainly can represent
you. You hear us, Bezos. Put some cheese on our tacos. Damn it. Stimulus package.
Speaking of cheese. On the taco. And by the way, be sure to check out Marvel Studios' WandaVision, the original series, now streaming only on Disney Plus, with an all-new episode out today, because it's Friday, Bart. And a newly reimagined Sports Nation is back, only on ESPN Plus. Taylor Twellman, Trevor Scales, Ashley Brewer relive the night's most memorable plays, best reactions from social media, top 10 lists, deep dives, and more. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com. And oh, by the way, you can catch us on ESPN Plus every weekday at noon Eastern. So if you hear us, but you kind of like, what faces are they making at each other? And how does Bart look when he's pixelated because his Wi-Fi stinks?
Yeah.
You can see us every weekday at noon on ESPN Plus, along with Greeny at 10 a.m. and Max Kellerman at 2 p.m. And if you miss any portion of the show, you can find both hours of Bart and Hahn posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. And, you know, when we do get some videos and stuff from Plus – at Ahan MSG on Instagram, and
DM.
Are you the real Bart Scott?
Like, yeah, I'm not, I'm the real Bart Scott.
Because the real Bart
cause,
Scott.
Because the fake one was trying to hold me hostage. Mom says she listens. Right. You know we're running, listening too, by the way.
Already running out of time.
Let's do it.
So let's get to lunch money. Let's make some money off of our games this weekend, championship games. We didn't get a lot of time to spend on it, but let's do it right now. All right, Bart, real quick now. We really are up against it.
Let's get some extra money in your pocket.
Let's do it. Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is lunch money.
Love that production. We paid for it. All right, Bucks at Packers. Green Bay's laying 3.5. 3 o'clock kickoff on Fox. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. Snow showers, 29 degrees. And by the way, for the Bucks, Antonio Brown out, apparently. So this is what we've been all waiting for. Brady versus Rodgers. And I'm saying this is a legacy game for A-Rod. What do you say?
Well, I think it is a legacy game for A-Rod because he's a great quarterback that you expect to have more than one championship. But he doesn't have that. He needs to get that one to kind of validate him as an upper echelon Hall of Famer.
So you picking him?
Not just the one that's on the first floor. I'm going to pick him. Simply, I just think they're going to be a little bit too much. Zaire Alexander is a tremendous corner.
I think he'll lock down
Mike Evans, and they don't have the way to go down it. But Leonard Fournette did rush for 160 yards.
AFC Championship game, Bills at Chiefs, 640, CBS, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, clouds, some rain, 44 degrees at Arrowhead. Kansas City laying 3, I'm taking it, I don't care. Chiefs, this Patrick Mahomes being clear, but they can run the football against the Bills. They proved it, so I'm taking them. You?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to take Kansas City. They're the champs, and they have so many different ways in which they can win, even though that defense is suspect. So it's the Buffalo Bills defense, and Mahomes or no Mahomes, I think they just have too much talent, and Buffalo's a year too early before they're ready to get it done.
There it is. We'll break it all down on Monday with you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bart, this was a lot of fun. I'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.